Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. It's Andre and Vanessa from Beyond the Room, and we're here with Ben Jones from Lloyds Bank. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Andre.
So we just met you, and you've got a really amazing story. Tell us your story.
Yeah, so my story in mental health began about 3 years ago. So very sadly for my family and I, my dad died by suicide in December 2015. So it was a real tough time for the family. It was a real shock. It came unexpectedly, and only after his death found out my dad lived his whole life with bipolar. So at the time I really struggled to deal with the bereavement and suicide and understanding mental illness, and very thankful on returning to work I had a fantastic boss at the time who sat down, listened to me and introduced me to a colleague in the bank who was living with bipolar and managing it well. And it was really through that introduction and that friendship that began with that colleague that I really started to understand the seriousness of mental illness, first of all as an illness, which I, as a boy growing up in South Wales, never really saw the impact of mental health and how serious it is, and then also just really understanding bipolar and the seriousness of that condition, and what my dad was going through, and that really helped deal with the bereavement. And then myself and that colleague, we kind of thought, look, we spend most of our working day in the workplace. You know, the reports are saying that one in four people are impacted by mental health. So what can we do as two colleagues to just try and make the workplace somewhere where our fellow colleagues feel supported if they're living through mental health, and that they can just start talking about it in the office. So he was really brave. He was quite a senior colleague, and he was able to stand up and start sharing his story. So we ran a couple of coffee mornings. He started meeting at sort of big team divisional offsites, and I suppose just that one brave moment of him standing up, sharing to fellow colleagues within the bank that he lived with bipolar, really started a catalyst in changing the culture within the bank. So we saw that it triggered a movement of fellow colleagues in those teams just starting sharing their stories as well. And that really started to create the conversation and put mental health on people's minds. And then the following year, the bank partnered with Mental Health UK as our charity partnership. And myself and a number of other colleagues had the privilege to sort of work with Mental Health UK to help them set up the UK's first mental health and money advice service. So as the research shows, there's a really toxic relationship between problem debt and mental health. And so Mental Health UK really wanted to be a charity that tackled that holistically. And it was brilliant so working in the digital division, I was able to sit down with Mental Health UK. They sort of brought their problems. Ben, we got this design problem. We don't know how to figure it out. And I would say, nope, neither do I, but there's a team over there that does. So able to reach out to colleagues within digital. And it was really great to see their responses that they just loved using their digital expertise to help the charity. They really brought into the mission and what Mental Health UK were trying to achieve, and I think seeing that tangible difference of using their digital skill sets for the bigger picture was brilliant to see. So it was great for Mental Health UK to launch that service last year. And then I suppose for me, I really started to think and challenge myself on, as the largest financial services provider in the UK, we've got a massive impact we can have on the UK in helping their mental well-being, not just through colleague well-being or charity initiatives, but in our day-to-day work. So if we're able to design finances in a really simple way, then we can indirectly, by default, help Britain's mental well-being. So one of the things I've been talking about recently is, as a financial services provider, if we can help prevent people getting into problem debt, then we can have a massive impact on their mental well-being and indeed on suicide prevention as well, that sort of early intervention. So I know Martin Lewis has been very vocal recently that 100,000 people a year in the UK in debt attempt suicide, and if you're in problem debt, you're three times more likely to consider suicide. So if the financial services came together and were able to prevent problem debt, then the impact of that can be huge. And I know there's some technology providers that have designed prototypes that can that can identify a customer going into problem debt 3 months before it happens. So if that technology is there, then the challenge is out there to us. How do we intervene?
Yeah.
Which is a great challenge. We need to bring our collective brains together for the greater good. So
it's a really inspirational story that you've taken such a painful, life-changing experience and turned it into something so positive and so, yeah, like it's going to have a great impact on so many people's lives. Vanessa, do you want to ask a question?
Just similar. I just think it's really inspiring, and what I take from it are the relationships along the way and the sort of serendipity of people who you've met that has led to you doing what today, and of course under tragic circumstances with your dad, but how you've been able to use that experience positively. I don't have any particular questions, but I'm quite keen really that we get the message out to people who are listening today that today isn't just about mental health trusts and mental health organisations, but it's about how we all work together and are collectively around suicide.
Yeah, and I think the one thing I'd say, that the one thing that inspired me to share my story and talk openly about my dad's suicide is just that one introduction to that colleague living with bipolar and his real bravery in opening up to me, and then opening up to his team and the rest of the bank. That really gave me the confidence to start sharing my story with others as well. There's a quote, and I'm not sure who it's by, but basically says that your story could be the key that unlocks somebody else's suffering.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people suffering in silence that just need that one person to share that they've also experienced the loss of suicide, and that one conversation can be a game changer.
Thanks a lot for sharing with us.
Just one little question. And that was just really people listening online who might be going through some debt problems at the moment, and that's kind of having a big impact on their mental health. What advice or what websites or support would you direct people to?
Yeah, so the Mental Health and Money Advice Service is a brilliant online website that Mental Health UK have been working on that looks to tackle debt and mental health together. So that's a great resource. Any of the big sort of national mental health charities, Mind, Rethink Mental Illness, they've all got really great support lines. And the one thing, just make sure you tell at least one person, just somebody that you trust and you love, and just, yes, seek the help. There's plenty of advice and resources and tools out there that you just need to not be afraid to go and Google it, ask for help, tell a loved one.
Thank
Brilliant.
You.
Great work.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Inspiration.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.